Question 16. With improved technology, churches throughout the world, and missionaries around the globe, how many people have there possibly been who have not heard the gospel? Answer. Americans tend to view everything through Western eyes. We think that because we have churches everywhere, Christian radio and television, Christian books, several translations of the Bible in every major bookstore, Christian friends and co-workers, and freedom to worship in public as we choose, that it must be the same throughout the rest of the world. This is not so. In many countries, Christians who evangelize or simply convert to Christianity are arrested, imprisoned, tortured, and killed. Their homes and possessions are burned. Church buildings are burned to the ground, and home churches are banned. People risk their lives by sharing their faith or distributing Bibles and Christian literature. If people are blessed to have a Bible, they must read it in hiding. Sometimes they have only a few pages from a Bible. Others have no Bible at all. In many countries that are considered hostile to Christianity, or in countries where Christianity is restricted, the Christian population is said to be less than 5%. Islam, for example, has extremely harsh conversion laws. It is forbidden for Muslims to read a Bible because to do so will cause them to lose their faith. They are not permitted to enter a Christian bookstore, a church, or have anything whatsoever to do with another religion. If they convert to Christianity, they will be most likely banished from their families. The Quran teaches that they must be killed. How easy would it be for you to hear a clear gospel message and convert to Christianity under such circumstances? The World Missions Atlas Project has identified the number of unreached people groups in specific areas of the world. An unreached people group is defined as a group of people who are incapable of evangelizing their own people. Most are within the 1040 window, that is, they reside in the Middle Eastern, African, and Asian countries that lie from 10 degrees to 40 degrees latitude north of the equator. These areas are the most hostile to Christianity, and many of the unreached people in these areas are isolated culturally and geographically. Language barriers also exist. As of this writing in 2009, here are the statistics for unreached people groups around the world. In most of these regions, the dominant religions are Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, and animist tribal religions. In East Asia, there are 401 unreached groups out of 489 in 8 countries for a total of 1.5 billion people. In South Asia, out of 1,444 people groups, 1,133 are unreached for a total of 1.38 billion. Southeast Asia, out of 1,525 people groups, 606 are unreached for a total of 500 million. In Central Asia, out of 463 people groups, 390 are unreached for a total of 228.5 million. In Eurasia, out of 96 people groups, 94 are unreached for a total of 201.5 million. Middle East and North Africa, 21 nations, out of 417 people groups, 384 are unreached, 260.7 million. In the sub-Saharan Africa area, 57 nations, out of 2,981 people groups, 1,970 are unreached, for a total of 694 million. In Europe, where there are 50 nations, out of 784 people groups, 717 are unreached for 535.1 million. Even in North America, where there are 3 countries, out of the 591 people groups, there are still 3 that are unreached for a total of 312.9 million. In Latin America and the Caribbean, 49 nations, out of 1,218 people groups, 625 are unreached for a total of $535 million. And in the South Pacific Islands, 37 nations, out of 1,357 people groups, there are still 100 unreached for a total of $31.5 million. Over half of all people groups around the globe are unreached. Between 1.6 and 2 billion people have never had a chance to hear the gospel. Do you think God loves you more than He loves these people? 95% of all mission support goes to regions of the world that are already reached. That is, the areas where there are already churches and the gospel is being spread. Overall, America spends a very small percentage of money on mission work to reach the lost around the world. While it is admirable that Americans take short-term mission trips to perform humanitarian services, that alone does not fulfill our commission. Jesus specifically said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." That requires telling people that Jesus is the Son of God who loves them and died to save them from their sins and give them eternal life. Many Christians say, "I witness through my actions." Again, it is admirable and commanded that you live a righteous Christian life and show love to others. However, that seems to be a cowardly excuse for not witnessing. There are good sinners all over the world, so simply being a good person is not going to lead many people to Christ. Christians must overcome their fear of telling people about Jesus and learn a simple way to share the gospel. I once read that an atheist said, "I have no respect for Christians who do not tell people about their God. If you really think there is a place called hell, and if you really think sinners are going there, why do you not tell people?" Jesus said that He would return when every race, tribe, nation, and people had heard. If you are eager for His return, perhaps it would be a good idea to start reaching the nearly 2 billion people who have yet to hear the gospel.